AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge in Texas dismissed a last-gasp lawsuit led by Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert that aimed to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election won by Joe Biden. Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. More from the AP's Darlene Superville.
What the lawsuit is trying to do is trying to ask a federal judge to give the vice president more power than he currently has, and that is the power to reject some of the electors that Joe Biden won and to replace them with electors that favor President Donald Trump.
Pence is president of the Senate. He will oversee the session Wednesday and declare the winner of the race for the White House. 585 coronavirus deaths were reported today in California. That is a record. Some medical centers in California are scrambling to provide oxygen for the critically ill. In Texas, for a fifth day in a row, the state reached a record for the number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus. The Senate was in session today to vote to override President Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. Mitch McConnell says this bill looks after the brave men and women who volunteer to wear the uniform.
We've passed this legislation 59 years in a row, and one way or another, we're going to complete the 60th annual NDAA and pass it into law before this Congress concludes on Sunday.
President Trump lashed out on Twitter, saying the Senate missed the opportunity to eliminate protections for social media platforms that he said give unlimited power to big tech companies. The Coast Guard suspended its search for a boat with about 20 people on board that was 3 days overdue to arrive in Florida after leaving the Bahamas earlier this week. British medical authorities are warning hospitals around the country face a perilous few weeks amid surging new coronavirus infections blamed on a new virus variant. This is AP News. Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran in the final days of the Trump administration.
General Hossein Salami spoke at a ceremony at Tehran University commemorating the upcoming one-year anniversary of the killing of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani by U.S. forces. Today, we have no problem, concern, or apprehension towards encountering any powers. We will give our final words to our enemies on the battlefield, Salami said, without mentioning the U.S. directly. At the time, Iran retaliated by launching a ballistic missile strike on a military base in Iraq that caused brain concussion injuries to about 100 U.S. troops. Likewise, the head of Iran's judiciary, Ebrahim Raisi, said all those who had a role in Soleimani's killing will not be able to escape law and justice, even if they were a U.S. president. I'm Karen Chemas.
Pope Francis ushered in the new year with a traditional blessing from the papal library, pushing through nerve pain that forced him to skip ceremonies at St. Peter's Basilica. Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.